to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
617-931-1234. That's the number into the studio, 931-1234. You can call or text that number. We want to know what you did over the weekend. How about you, Kennedy?
Well, my big takeaway from the weekend was the Samaritan's 5K. It's always a wonderful day. And I just want to thank everybody who came out, people who walked as part of my team, people who donated from all over the place. Mm-hmm. I really do appreciate you. We came really close to reaching that goal. I'm just so honored to be a part of that organization. It's so great. So,
what was the goal?
Collectively, they wanted to raise $560,000, and we're at $555,000.
Oh, right. Holy wow. Smokes.
So, it was a good year.
$500,000?
Yeah.
Jeez almighty.
Well, sounds like a good year.
It's not, I mean, you know, in the great scope of running a business, that's not a lot of money.
It's not? Sounds like a lot of commas and zeros here.
Do you know how much it costs to run things, to
$12.
Pay bills?
$12.
Yeah. The answer to that is no, we don't.
It's no a lot clue. to run the organization. And we're considered a very small organization. Yeah. So, you know, other organizations that do the same thing we do, mm-hmm. you know, receive grants and hundreds of millions of dollars and stuff like that, and we don't. So,
well, but we're glad to support you and them.
It was truly amazing. I'm just so grateful to everybody. It mm-hmm. means just so much to me and the work that they do. So thanks to everybody.
Mm-hmm. A 5K must have been like a walk in the park for you after Kennedy's Wicked Long Walk.
Oh, I don't walk it because I'm hosting it, so I have the microphone. I'm doing the whole thing the whole time. So,
so you're the one like, oh, and now this person's crossing. Ah!
Well, yeah, our runners are done in like 12 minutes. Like
they go and you're like, oh, they're already back.
Unbelievable. So,
that's cool.
Yeah.
Our good friend Corey from Medford.
Hey.
Who was with you on Saturday, I believe, for the walk, was he not?
Corey was there. And Corey, I'm going to say it because I'm so proud of you. Corey finished his first 5K he's ever finished in his whole entire life.
Let's go.
This is a very
Corey.
Big deal. Good and I'm so, you. so proud of you, buddy.
Thank you, sweetie. Yeah, I wasn't the first, but I wasn't the last.
That's how I live my life, Corey.
I try to stay in the middle of the pack myself,
Corey. And, that's super cool that you did that. And you're starting your first day of a new job today, too, woo-hoo! Right?
Yes, I do. I leave the house in a couple of hours because I don't have to start till 10:30 today.
Oh.
Which is much nicer than starting at 7. But yeah, today's the first day. So I no longer work for Hertz. For anyone who gets into a rental car in Massachusetts and finds, you know, the presets are all set to mix, you're welcome.
That's my guy. Corey's a ride or die.
Thank you, Corey.
I make my mother do that every time she gets in a rental car for work.
Amy is from Brookline, New Hampshire, and she went to the... You went to a drive-in over the weekend. That's cool. I haven't done that in a while.
I did.
Which one?
Yeah, the Milford drive-in. Yeah, Milford, New Hampshire.
All
yeah.
right. What did you see?
We saw The Wild Robot, and my daughter's 3, and we've been reading that book to her, actually, and I love that book, and the movie was really, really well done.
It's getting great reviews, actually. Yeah, that's what I heard. I want to see that.
Yeah.
My brother lives in Milford. Really? I can go check that drive-in out. Mm-hmm. I've only been to one drive-in in my life.
No, really?
Yeah.
We used to go a lot when I was a kid.
But there were some that were out there, so.
Mm-hmm. And then Saturday we got up later than we should have, and we hiked a 4,000 footer, the first one with our 3-year-old, Mount Tecumseh. It was awesome.
You hiked 4,000 feet with a 3-year-old?
We did. Not like Corey, we were not at the front or the back, in the middle. We were at the back, but that's okay because it's all that mattered. We hiked the whole thing. She hiked almost all of it. She went up on my husband's shoulders a little bit, not much. We had our dog with us. It was amazing.
Carson, when I tell you the few times I've hiked, I get passed by kids all the time. All the time.
But 3-year-olds, they have little tiny legs.
Yep, and they pass me.
Tiny legs.
Nope.
Tiny legs and so many extra strides.
And unrivaled energy.
Yes. It is.
Secret unlocked. Exactly. All right. Thanks. We appreciate that, Amy. Glad you had such a great weekend. Let's see. I have Mary from Scituate. And this is a very interesting and weird and sad kind of story. So, Mary, good morning. Tell everybody what happened, what you had to do.
So we have a house in Mashpee, and the town of Mashpee voted in order to clear out our lake, they're banning boats, speed boats, 10 horsepower and above. So starting next May, you only can have a boat that's 10 horsepower. So Saturday was our last day.
Oh no!
To use our boat.
Oh, that sucks.
To get the boat out of the water. Yeah.
You're taking it out for good or for the season?
No, for good.
Yeah, because
there's no place to put the boat.
Because it's bigger. It's more than 10 horsepower.
It's a speedboat. It's
which is pretty much every boat. I mean, yeah. That sucks.
Yeah. It kind of stinks because we own the house right on the lake, and I've been going there since I was 6 months old.
Wow.
And it kind of stinks that they're making us do that.
Oh.
So it was kind of sad.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, I hope you find a new body of water to go fast on.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Mary.
You guys are great.
Oh, well, thank you. You are too. Have a great day. That's a bummer.
I would be, yeah.
So mad. Like, you buy a house on the water to have your boat there.
And they're like, paddle boats only.
Get yourself a boat with pedals. 617-931-1234. We want to know what you got into over the weekend. Again, you can call or text 617-931-1234.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.